Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 551 is our text number. Mairead has contacted us, Anya has contacted us both about the same issue. How many people were due to attend this meeting, Mairead, with the Minister for Health?
To my knowledge, at least 40 or 50.
And who are these women?
Women who form part of the 221 group, and they were due to travel from all over the country. We were promised this meeting when the Scally review was the results were delivered, and this is the first meeting we've been offered with the minister in 8 months since Vicky Phelan's case, and we've been let down. We have still a lot of questions, and we're waiting on slides still, and it's just here we go again. We're constantly being let down by the government.
So when you say the 221, you mean the 221 women who were misdiagnosed, and then they weren't informed when an audit, when they did develop further symptoms and an audit was done, they then weren't told that they'd been there had been a different diagnosis, there had been a mistake on the smear test, which we know is not 100% infallible anyway. But however, the women weren't told. So that's the 221.
Well, that's 221. But to our knowledge, so far, we still don't know why we were we are part of the 221. We were kind of told recently, the HSE don't even appear to know how the 221 was arrived at. Dr. Scally doesn't know how the 221 was arrived at. But, and there are women still waiting for their slides to know whether they should be part or whether they were misread or diagnosed.
So I know mine were. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know my slides were misdiagnosed and with complete negligence. And I'm fortunate enough to know, to have that knowledge, but there are at least 40 women waiting on slides at the moment, and they've been waiting since July. And for whatever reason is best known to the HSC and cervical check and the minister, the slides aren't being released, and we're entitled to those answers. Nobody wants to be part of the 221, nobody invited this into their lives. And but it's been made worse, and the stress it's just been added to the stress of the cancer diagnosis, and dealing with that is bad enough. Being part of the 221 does not help in any way. It just perpetrates that thing.
So when was the meeting cancelled?
At 8 o'clock last night.
And how do you cancel a meeting with 40? You say at least 40. So it might be more.
Yeah, the 221 group, the support group, were ringing people this morning. Some people got emails. Lorraine Walsh from the steering committee. The arrangement had been made through Lorraine, and she contacted a number of people through a support Facebook group, and that is how I found out. But it was a lot of people still didn't know this morning, because the group, there are about 120 people in that group, but the other 100 ladies, or apart from the 20 who have passed away, I'm not sure how they knew, but people were still being phoned at 12 and 1 o'clock.
Okay, and the group is called, obviously, the 221 Plus. Let me bring in Anya McInniff. Anya, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
You contact as well. It's about your sister, Orla, who's been on this programme before, who was across this issue nearly a year before the full revelations were forced into the public domain by Vicky Phelan so brilliantly. But your sister, as she told us, people, I'm just saying this for people to remember, the previous year she actually arrived up at a medical conference where Grainne Flannery of Cervical Check was speaking and spoke from the floor, even though she's not a medic. I know all this because she's featuring on very powerfully on a live line callback we just finished last Friday. Now, Áine, what's happened with your sister Orla? Was she due to attend the meeting today?
Well, Orla is very ill. She's in hospital. So she wasn't sure whether she was going to be able to make it. We were just planning that we'd see how she was today and she'd make a decision then. I was going with her, and if she couldn't make it, I was going to go on her behalf. So that was the plan, and then we had made arrangements, you know, work, children, stuff like that. I got myself sorted so I could bring her in, and then we got a Facebook message. My sister, other sister, is on the Facebook page. She texted me last night to say, here is the letter from the minister cancelling or postponing the meeting.
And for your family, this is the second time the minister has postponed a meeting with all our relatives.
Orla had a meeting on the 18th of October, and again, I went into the hospital. She has been out of the hospital since, but she was in the hospital that stage. And like that, if she was well enough, she was going to go. Mm-hmm. And she was going to try, you know, make an effort. We brought in her clothes and everything to for her to go. And when by the time I got in there, the meeting had been cancelled and has not been rearranged since the 18th of October.
So that's two meetings.
So that's really disappointing for two meetings to be cancelled.
This is the minister's long, it's a long enough statement as to why. The minister wants to offer severe apologies for the short notice for having to postpone this very important meeting and unavoidable due to the significant time commitment required for the passage of legislation on the termination of pregnancy bill in the Shannon. He is required to be in the Shannon all afternoon and this evening up to 10. The minister has examined various options throughout yesterday with his officials and the Irish Cancer Society, including attending for a shorter period of time. However, he wants to give as much time and space as needed to the meeting and hearing these issues. His commitment to meeting members of the 221 plus group stands. His office will immediately move to rearrange the meeting to a date that allows him to give this engagement the time and space it deserves. Just on a quick point there, Áine, you're saying he was due to meet Orla in October last.
Yeah.
2 months ago, less a week. And has that been rearranged?
No, it has not been rearranged. It has not.
Okay, so they're saying this meeting will be arranged immediately, but anyway.
Doesn't really give you...
The minister has had 8 months to arrange
this
meeting.
8 months.
But their argument would be they didn't know the timetable of the termination of pregnancy bill. Is that that was delayed? And then can you plan these things? Now, anyway, it's up to you. You heard the statement. I want your reaction, Mairead, and let people decide what they think.
My reaction to the cancellation was anger
and the reason he's given.
The reason he's given. Now, I understand the legislation is important. I feel strongly about the autonomy of women over their bodies, but also the autonomy of our slides is vitally important. You know, our slides are our bodies as well, and it shouldn't have taken so long to arrange a meeting in the first place.
Okay.
And women are travelling from all over the country. It's not easy for women to travel. They're ill. And they've made arrangements. They've taken time off work. It isn't easy for us to plan for something like this. And the logistics of, between being ill is bad enough, getting a cancer diagnosis, to be put in this situation is 100 times worse to feel it's been done to you. So for us to be waiting this long to get answers and then we are let down at the drop, and I wouldn't say at the drop of a hat, it is important legislation, but...
Well, you were let down with 12 hours notice, effectively. But Mairead, did the minister come to you and say, listen, would you, you understand this is the way the Shannon works, or the legislation works, the Oireachtas works, would you be happy if I slipped in and out, if I'll have to go back in, where was the meeting due to be held, by the way, Mairead?
It was due to be held in Dublin in the Department of Health.
Okay, well, if he said, first of all, I want to move it to Leinster House, would you have been agreeable to that too? If he said, listen, this is the way things are falling, I will not be able to, I'll have to come in and out maybe a couple of times, but my officials will be there all the time. Would you have said yes to that? In other words, were you offered any compromise?
No. And I think people who've already put their travel arrangements in place, and others, I think people, a lot of people wouldn't have been able to attend on that basis. But I think some people still would have, yeah, definitely. And even with the assurance of another meeting being arranged quickly, we were told at the time the Scally review results were released that we'd be having a meeting with the minister. And that was 3 to 4 months ago now. And
this is the first meeting? Yeah.
This is the first meeting.
Okay, and it's cancelled. Let me bring Marie O'Toole in. Marie, good afternoon. 51551 is our text number, joe@rt.ie. Now, you were due to attend this meeting, is that correct, Marie?
Yeah, I was in Germany for a treatment for lymphedema, which is a side effect of what I, from my cervical cancer therapy, and there are very little services here in Ireland. So I flew back in on Sunday, going to this meeting Tuesday, came back to Galway, and my partner took his day off work. We organised babysitting, and to be told just the evening, first of all, we told around 5 o'clock that he was only going to give us 1 hour, and then at 5 to 8 say it was cancelled.
And what was the prep for the meeting, Marie? Were you asked to...
We said to the minister as a group, Lorraine Walsh was very actively involved in this and helped us all. We put together our questions, we needed to know.
Okay.
We said any time, any place, wherever you wanted, we as women who are not well are willing to travel to you. And this is what happens today. I'm disgusted.
But Marie, you heard, well, I hope you heard me reading out the response from the minister's office. Now, and I'll ask the same question to you as I did of Marie. If the minister said, listen, what I want you to move, would you mind moving, he's a very civil man anyway, would you mind moving the meeting to Leinster House so I could be near the Shannon, because I have to be there for most of the day. Would you mind if the top table was my officials and me, but I would not be able to be there for the totality of the meeting, but I will...
Even up to 5 o'clock when we knew yesterday that it may only be 1 hour that we would get with him, we were willing to travel from Galway up to Dublin, find a spot where we can get in from the Lewis. We had made all the arrangements with girls travelling from Dublin. We were going to meet in St. Stephen's Green and travel together. And then this at 5 say to be told it's cancelled.
Have you met the minister before, Marie? Have you?
No, I've never. And I'm a nurse. I'm a HSC nurse, and I'm absolutely disgusted with the treatment. I'm disgusted to say that I work for the HSC.
But Marie's upset as well is added to the fact that this was the first meeting that was organised with 221 plus.
My slides have not been released to me at all. Parts of my own body have not been released to me. It's disgusting what a way we've been treated. I'm livid at this stage.
And Marie, your trips, your treatment in Germany?
Yeah, I had to go for a month leaving my 6-year-old daughter.
Wow.
We, at the time when I was diagnosed with cancer, we were planning for another child. 2 of my missed screens were done. I was left with lymphedema following the surgery, which a lot of the girls have been in the group, actively petitioning for therapies. I've been emailing the minister asking for him to roll out the pathway for lymphedema care in Ireland. He hasn't done that. So I travelled for a month to Ireland, to Germany, leaving my family behind me. And then to come back and then be told at least on the Tuesday I get a chance to speak to him, and then cancelled at 5 to 8 yesterday evening. It's diabolical the way we've been treated. I'm so mad.
And Marie, when were you told that you were one of the 221 pluses?
I was only told in May. I was in the second group that when I went in for a regular smear test, a follow-up smear test, I was up in the stirrups and was told that I was one of the newer diagnoses being part of the group.
And when did they say how many smears had been misread?
2 smears.
2?
Yeah.
Over what time frame?
2011 and 2013.
Oh, wow.
Or 2014, yeah.
And do you know if it was the same clinic or the same lab?
I don't know anything. I know nothing because no information has been released to me, and I'm not alone in that.
And when were you diagnosed with your current condition?
I had my surgery in March 2017.
And the most recent smear before that was 2013, was it?
The most recent before that was diagnosed from the 2016
smear
test. That's where I got my diagnosis.
Okay, I understand now. Okay.
Yeah.
So 11 and 13 were misread.
Were missed.
And
yeah.
Then when the audit was done, they discovered they were misread. Now, they can be misread, we know that, but then
there
was a whole scandal of women not being told that they're. That the earlier results, actually, when we went to look at them again, showed that there was evidence there that there was a serious problems, and then the delay, which upsets it's more than upset people. Marie, what about? You would be happy with that compromise I was suggesting, where the minister says I'm up to my eyes in Leinster House. He said I didn't want to do a shorter time. Are you one of the people that said, well, you could do a shorter time, because when we submitted the questions beforehand, so I presume the questions are all answered by the civil servants or whatever, the minister himself. I'm sure they have all the answers prepped.
Exactly.
What time is the meeting due to happen at? Does anyone?
At 4 o'clock this evening. 4 o'clock.
Oh God.
And we kept our part of the deal. He did not want us to bring this public. We kept this very private for our own members as well. We wanted to protect all our privacy issues. And we kept our part of that deal. And this has happened now. It's infuriating.
Exploited because we do want to remain anonymous and maintain our privacy. So we're an easy target. We're easy to let down.
Yeah.
Mairead, now that you can reveal the meeting and reveal the late cancellation of the meeting. What was the arrangements, Mairead? You were to go to the department, if you can tell me, if you wish that you were to go to...
Yeah, to go to the department for 4 p.m. to meet the minister. And as Marie said, people were coming from all over the country arranging to meet in advance, and we had our questions sent in.
And how long ago did you have to send in the questions?
The meeting was arranged, I think, on the 16th of November. The date was confirmed on the 16th of November.
So it's nearly a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Now, and were you given a duration for the meeting?
No.
Okay. Were you, Mairead, the women like Marie O'Toole, Mairead yourself, Anya, who's a sister of Orla, have you all met before? Like, would this be the first time a lot of the women today would meet each other?
We met at some of the Scally meetings. Mm-hmm. I know Orla quite well now. And we've met at the 221 Plus. But a lot of women aren't able to travel their illness. And so we haven't all met, no.
Okay. What questions were you hoping to ask the minister?
The main thing would be, why can we not get access to our slides? Yeah, why do we not have autonomy over our own selves? Some of the slides may have been misread, but at least give us the courtesy of allowing us access to our slides to find out.
Yeah.
There are people in limbo waiting for months now. To find out if it was negligence or was it within the limitations of screening. And, you know, let us move on and come to some conclusion with this. Also, accountability. You know, there a lot of people feel very strongly and angry about this, that there appears to be no accountability in terms. This has been done to us by our Department of Health and the HSE and cervical check, and there's nobody answerable. And, you know, we need more answers.
And Marie, what type of questions were you hoping to get answered?
I wanted to know when could I get access to my own smear slides, when an accountability. Somebody or something has to be responsible for what's happened. We can't just be told that, you know, it's up in the sky. We were promised, Dr. Scally promised us that he wouldn't be able to name people, that he would be able to point fingers in the right direction. So I still feel we're no closer to knowing why did this happen.
And as Dr. Scally said at the end, why does it always happen to women?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we kind of do know how it happened because the cervical check didn't do their jobs, and HSE didn't keep the cervical check in control. Nobody was monitoring. Nobody seemed to be looking after anything. It was
But the audit was the box-ticking exercise that nobody followed up on. And yes, they're able to walk away with their pensions and, you know, less women die. And more women will die, you know. Unfortunately, that seems to be what has to happen in this country for anybody to take note of.
Margaret White. Margaret, come in, please, Margaret, from Galway. But this issue, we've been dealing with it over the last few weeks, and indeed, we've had some calls on, but we've got many more calls on it. But this has not that you need any reminding, but this debacle over the meeting cancelled at short notice, the first meeting with the 221 plus, due to be held in confidence and in secret, in one sense, with no publicity beforehand, and now it's been cancelled. It's due to happen at 4 o'clock. Margaret, what's your situation?
Hi, Joe. Sorry, I'm out shopping at the moment in the shopping centre. But I had my smear test done on the 24th of July. Mm-hmm. I have rang twice. As every day I wake up, I'm worried about it. I'm sick thinking about it. I've rang them twice. First, I was told it took 12 weeks. Then I was told it was 18 weeks. Now they're telling me it's 20 weeks, and I still have not gotten any my smear result back yet.
And they're saying, well, they told us, we got a statement off them last week, they're going to expedite. It's due to the large volume of tests being done. They're looking for extra labs, extra diagnostic facilities, but it hasn't happened, has it?
This is ridiculous, Joe. I have another issue. You know, I have other family members that are not well and trying to deal with this. It's so upsetting. So I'm just very upset about the whole thing. They cannot...
Totally
give me the result that I want, that I went for my test, which took a lot of guts to do, 24th of July, and thinking about it for weeks and days, and then to do it, and then to be waiting this long. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm just wondering,
Joe, is there any other people out there waiting as long as I'm waiting?
Oh, there are, because I know we've seen the calls come in.
And actually, the women, the 221 women who have gone for follow-up cervical smears in the meantime are also part of that waiting list, that 20-week. We're not prioritised or anything, having already had treatment for cancer. So, you know, nothing really has changed. We have the scandal, and they say all the right things in the media, but nothing in the background, nothing has changed. Survival Check are not giving us the information we need, and you know, the labs, they're still using the same labs. HPV testing hasn't been introduced, and so there's nothing to stop this happening again. They stopped the audit in 2016, so that just means, it doesn't mean that no more women, there has to be loads more women out there, unfortunately, that are going to be in exactly the same position as us.
Yeah, I emailed
Margaret,
I emailed Simon Harris on the 26th of November,
mm-hmm.
Explaining this, that it wasn't right and that women shouldn't be left waiting for a result. And I got a reply 2 days later, say they were looking into it, and I haven't heard since.
Well, again, I can only put this down to coincidence, seriously, but I know we were due to do one yesterday on the programme, a woman that had been waiting a similar duration as yourself, Margaret, and she got her results yesterday. We had phoned them beforehand, and then she had got to, she. Now that's a coincidence, I'm sure, but she did get the results. But anyway, Marie,
that's,
I see.
So Joe Duffy.
No, it's not. It's your own.
Relying on the media. Often we actually don't get any of the information from the HSE. We're more often than not, we get our information from Fergal Bowers. We're relying on the media to be updated and leaks and everything. We're the last people to find out anything.
Okay, Mairead, who agreed, and this is just a question, it's not intended, that tone might have even suggested criticism, I don't mean to be, but what was the mechanics of the decision to keep this meeting this afternoon, which is now abandoned, to keep it confidential? Was that your request, or the minister's request, or just a feeling?
I think it was, it's probably a mutual agreement.
Okay, yeah.
You know, yeah. Because a lot of people do want to maintain their anonymity.
I don't know whether they would have, but you didn't want to, if you had publicised a meeting for 4 o'clock at the Department of Health, wherever it is now, Hawkins House, it's still there, I think. You didn't want photographers there or camera people.
No, and as has happened in the past, the media seem to know everything in ahead of time. And
well, they didn't know, and fair play, Marie, they didn't know about this meeting. Because our first inkling of it was when you all started ringing us up this morning at lunchtime.
Yes.
That's when it was cancelled.
Well, as I think Marie said earlier, that we stood by our part of the agreement that there was. And, you know, but we've maintained our privacy all along. And but usually the leaks have come from the HSE. So when whether it was the Scally report or whatever, the leaks have come from the HSE.
There was,
and
there was the upset. There was the deep upset over that, over the fact that it was leaked. Yeah. Now, I know that's...
Well, it's the same thing all over again. You know, no communication, whether it started with Cervical Check, but it's ongoing.
Okay. Marie, but have you to go back to Germany?
Possibility maybe in 2 years' time, but I'm hoping that maybe Lymphedema Ireland, and they have begged for meetings with the Minister for Health as well, will be able to roll out their pathway of care. It's another predominantly female condition, so that's, I don't know if that's an issue why the pathway hasn't rolled out yet, but they're begging for a meeting with them too.
And what was the, can you, if you want to tell me, was the treatment very intense, very intrusive, very... Did it take
It is extremely cost effective. Here it's where you go to, you could be done in a primary care setting where you have a manual lymphatic therapist doing massages. It's usually 2 hours a day. And then the doc, everything is geared towards lymphedema. The minute you walked in, they were doing ultrasounds, waves. They, within a week, I had so many diagnostic tests done. It was phenomenal.
Wow. And I see, Marie, you're getting married.
On Friday, we've been through so much.
It's incredible. You've just come back from Germany after a month of treatment, having your six-year-old obviously in school couldn't go with you. With I don't know if your six-year-old's a boy or a girl. With her mammy, and then you get married on Friday. And in the meantime, on the eve of you getting married, you put time aside to travel up from Galway to meet the minister, and the minister cancels.
Yeah, it was so important. That was the main thing. I felt at least some form of answers or closure, because I believed he was a very decent man. Heart and soul, I believed in him as a man. And this has, I've lost all my faith in him now.
Just to recap, you would have taken a truncated meeting with officials.
Oh, any meeting.
Okay, any place, any time.
Any time. That's what we gave to him. We said any place.
Okay, Maria, I wish you well on Friday.
Thank you. Friday, yeah.
It's a lovely time of the year to get married.
Thank you. Say after my 40th birthday.
Oh,
fantastic. So that's another one.
fantastic.
We'll do it all.
Okay. I'm sure it'll go well.
Thank you.
To you all. Anya, kind regards to Orla, as always.
Thank you, Joe. She,
like so many of the women, so all of the women, are some warrior against. And again, I'm very conscious of what Mairead and Marie were saying. Not only were we battling against illness, we were going to travel to meet the minister en masse.
Yeah. 40 plus
or whatever. We were the ones going out of our way to try and get through Dublin, difficult at the best of times, horrific this time of year, from all over the country, to go and meet the minister at 4 o'clock, and then the night before the meeting is cancelled. And what I'm trying to get to here, was there any compromise offered? And you're all telling me no. But you're all telling me you would have been open to a compromise or a reconfiguration of the meeting today with officials and the minister in and out or whatever.
Given 100%,
given that you all submitted questions 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Okay.
Can I just add, Joe, sorry.
Is that on?
This is very difficult, Margaret. A very difficult time for a lot of families who've lost their loved ones, and they're justifiably very upset now. They were hoping to have some answers before Christmas, and you know, it's just added to the misery.
Yeah, and it is. I know people say, what's a date? But Christmas is a milestone. It's the end of the year for so many people. And it's the answer. It is a milestone. So there's no point in saying, anyone tweeting there, well, what difference does December 25th make? But it is the year that this scandal broke. And it is, as I say, a milestone for people to try and get some answers within a time frame. And it's been a long time frame. Already, as Mairead points out, 4 months. Okay, Anya McAniff, Mairead of 221 Plus, Mary O'Toole, and indeed Margaret White, thank you all. 51551.